All right. So if you're ready, without further ado.
Sure.
Here's Mannequin Shop.
I figured, you know, everybody likes a love song. So start with a nice little love song. And we'll go from there. So this one is called Soulmates. And this was written after a lot of conversations with a lot of friends of mine, a lot of single female friends who are enjoying the pleasures of online dating and all that involves these days. In particular, I had a friend who told me that a guy she'd been talking to and seemed really nice, all of a sudden one day at about 11 o'clock at night, just texted her three links to extremely graphic hardcore porn. And it popped up on her phone like that, and she was just really thrilled by that, as you can imagine. So anyway, so that led to this song. This is Soulmates. You are so nice. Excuse me, please, for asking twice. But you're so divine. Could I pay for your next glass of wine? And I know I stared. I admit you caught me unprepared. You are so sweet. Could I take a picture of your feet? Wait now, where are you going? Just wanna sit and talk a while and make you smile. How was I to know it? But you don't go for podophiles. So I'll just go home and wonder why I'm all alone. Texted you a link or three, just so you'd think of me, and you opened one. I forgot to say not safe for work. I guess now I'm the jerk. There's no harm done. I understand. I may not be your kind of man, but once you know, the lengths to which I'll gladly go, would you think it through? It might be time for something new. I'll keep tossing bottles in the oceans of this town and sniff around until one block at a time the field narrows down. So one more time, buy some dirty socks online. I didn't stick the landing. There we go. So that's my love song, you know. I do write a lot of serious music, a lot of sad songs.
No, we don't want any sad songs tonight.
But I figured for this this particular venue, maybe I'll just keep it light.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep it light.
Keep it fun. and do another one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
All right. So, you know, back during COVID, when I decided to try to make a real run at music and do it like full time, I started reading a lot and like looking at a lot of, you know, music coaches and people who give advice on how to do this sort of thing. And one of the things they tell you that everybody tells you is that people are more interested in you as a person and your story than they are in your music. And they say, you know, you got to find a way to like present yourself to people and let them know kind of what you're all about. And I'm not great at doing that through like talking or, you know, Instagram, Facebook, stuff like that. But I can do it all right through songs. So this song was sort of my attempt to tell people a little bit about who I am. And another way of saying that is that this is a song about how sexy I am. So this is called, well, I'm not going to tell you what it's called. I'll just play it. Sandals I've got on are from the Chevron summer line. I've had some toaster waffles. I'm feeling good and looking sort of fine. It's not a cloud at 10 a.m. Sand is hot, and so am I. Hey there, everybody, it's time to shield your eyes. Here comes my dad bod. Oh yeah, it's my dad bod. It ain't no hot rod, but you can drive it home today and show your whole squad. And they can all shrug and nod and say, well, that's odd. Looks kinda like a furry baby. I caught your mama staring. I nod and smile, Hasselhoff. I step into the glare and peel my t-shirt off and bust out my dad bod. Oh yeah, it's my dad bod. It ain't no Greek god. Potato, tecate, tequila, and carne asada. This body, a temple, it's only the finest. And when it's uncovered, the glory can be blinding. There's an hour of yoga, a walk to a diner. I know there's a six-pack, it's somewhere, it's hiding. Hairy and husky, describe it, don't define me. I'm a well-oiled machine, but it's mostly sweat.
You know what?
That made my day.
I'm gonna step out and just say, is the name of the song Dad Bod?
You got it. How'd you do that?
He has an intuition.
I do.
That's incredible. Sometimes that was great. Yeah, man.
That was amazing. Yeah. So I'm hoping that on the air tonight with Sippy Cup and Cinco, we can get some lyrics in there somewhere in a song.
Hanging out with Mississippi.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
I can work on that.
All right. I'll
be back in. I guess late December, early January.
Look, so you're working on that jacket, right? And the parade.
That's right. I can put that on my project list.
There you go.
That's a long list, but I can put it on there.
Yeah, but it's at the top, man. You know.
Let's see. Where do you go from there? I'll see how. I'm gonna test the limits here a little bit. See how open-minded y'all are. So I, you know, grew up down here, and until I was probably, until I was probably like 14 or 15, I was basically all I was ever listening to was country music or church music.
That's testing the limits.
It's not like at the top of my list anymore, but I still listen to a lot of country, and I'm up more or less up on what's going on. And I had noticed a while back that one of the things that seems to be like the biggest commodity in country music is what I call beach country. All right, it's just a whole lot of sort of like the Jimmy Buffett Juniors, you know, okay. Like spent like half their careers writing about being on the beach and drinking beer and just kind of
Kenny
what's
Chesney.
What's that? Toes.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say it, but yeah.
I mean, I can. Kenny Chesney.
Right. So I have a sort of a weird respect for it because it's just so unbelievably successful, and it would have never crossed my mind to shift in that direction if I was one of these superstars. At the same time, I always felt like it was a little bit too like one-dimensional. Like it basically only focused on the you know, bright side of it all and how everything is always perfect and going well, that sort of thing. So I decided I needed to write a beach country song because I want to get in on this and make some money. But I couldn't help myself. I had to do it my way. And I can't help but think about all the things that can go wrong. So I picked a very simple, subtle thing that could go wrong when you're at the beach, and I stuck it into the song. So see if you pick up on what I was doing. It's real subtle.
Okay.
But maybe you'll notice it if you pay close attention.
All right.
This is called Beach Bodies. Well, the sun was shining down on the Playa 96.5. Riviera Maya, I was watching all the senoritas they was walking past. And anything can happen in a Yucatan summer, and I had a funny feeling this was gonna be a stunner, so I fixed another margarita in a frosted glass. Alright, here it comes, so pay close attention, you might see what I did. I woke up on a towel and my head was spinning, and I could hear a voice saying, "This is the beginning." I was thinking it was probably time for me to have a meal. And what did I see across the horizon? Up from the depths a dark god arising, with tentacles and teeth and claws, and I started to squeal. And someone shouted, "Run!" Seas are boiling, fish are frying, and the clouds are thick with blood. We're self-soiling, men are crying, dying on our thrones of mud. La 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 la. My ass in the sand and my toes in the water, man, it felt so good. I forgot about the slaughter that was taking place all around me. It was raining blood. And then a pretty little blonde, she caught my eye, and I mean that literally. She caught my eyes. It was ripped out of my skull and flung across the sand by the beast. As she gazed in horror at my single mangled eyeball, her pretty baby blue stared in the night. I felt the butterflies in the pit of my stomach, and I swore I would love her for the rest of our lives. That was about 45 more seconds. Now we're choking on the ashes of a world that used to be. Flayed our skins off 40 lashes, now our souls will be set free. La 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 la. Left my SPF at home. If I was burning before, well now, even more so. Then I found myself alone. With no shoes, no shirt, and no torso. Cut off jeans, a nice cold beer. No shoes, no shirt, no hope, no hurt, no head, no heart, no love, no there is only dark, no light, no ride, no running from the tide, no end, no peace, no friend.
So how,
my Bohemian Rhapsody.
How many country songs were in that?
No.
That's not, my favorite country song. That was like a Jimmy Buffett apocalypse.
Yeah.
I got some chicken fried in there.
Yeah.
Some no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah.
Toes in the water.
Yeah,
I just figured I can be a part of No Shoes Nation.
There you go.
That was definitely
get that man a cowboy hat. get it right now. Put it on him. He should have had it on there for the throw it on him real quick. Lord. There you go.
This is appropriate for the next one for sure.
That's it right there. That is it.
Well, we'll see how this goes. So I figured I had to do something special for y'all because I was so excited to be coming down here. So I was in my sister's car and she was driving down 75 and I pulled my phone out and I was like, I'm going to finish this song that I've had like just the grain of an idea for like a year. That's what this is. It was written about 3 hours ago on I-75.
You don't have to wear that hat now.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to take it off. But I just want everybody to get a good look at it.
There you go. Yeah? All right.
The image is burned in my brain, just like no torso on the beach and eyeballs ripped out.
Yeah, the only problem with that last song is I just don't know how to, you know, I don't think we're ever going to have the budget to do a music video for it.
We can make it happen.
We'll need Quentin Tarantino.
Well, we know people, and we got an iPhone 29. Somewhere around here. Right. We'll get it.
Slim Deluxe Ultra.
Yeah.
Just do it like a snuff film. So I had this idea. I was like, I'm always, you know, trying to think like, I'm a big fan of shortcuts, you know, so it's like, I'm committed to doing all this, the music stuff, the hard way, the long way. But I figured, you know, you can never have too many ideas for shortcuts. So I figure maybe one of the things I'll do is I'll just write new songs for a lot of bands that are not together anymore. And I just release an album full of other people's songs.
All right.
But just songs that don't exist yet. So that was what the idea for this was. So I'm just gonna go for it. I've never played this all the way through before.
Oh, here it goes.
And the lyrics are brand new, so I got them written down.
All right.
It's going to go smooth.
And I'm going to try to do an impersonation that I'm not sure I can nail, but we'll give it a shot. All right. This is called Brand New Song. Yeah. All right. Well, my childhood was a simpler time. I was always sent to bed at 9. But the radio would play all night. I go blind in that blowfish song. Now I only wanna be with you. So baby, hold my hand and tell me true. If the world is scary, maybe time can heal it all, and then we're fine. And
So I think we all need to hold hands when we talk about this.